God wants me to embrace suffering. Really? This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. When I look at the life of Job, I'm reminded that I too will suffer. In the first chapter of Job, we learn that he was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. And yet, it is due to his great faith, his righteous standing with God, that God allowed Satan to test him. You see, Satan argued that if God removed Job's blessings, Job would surely curse God. However, that is not how Job responded. But before I tell you how he responded, see if you can identify with any of his losses. In one day, Job lost employees, land, home, animals, finances, dreams, and loved ones. We don't live long before we too can identify with loss. And yet, Job responds to these tragic losses in Job chapter 1, verses 20 to 22, with the following. Upon hearing the news, Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. Tune in next time to hear more about this biblical response to suffering.